Hariom everyone. So today I'm going to talk a little bit about true meditation or the direct path, a little bit like that. And how many of you have heard about Adya Shanti? Adya Shanti? Anybody? You haven't heard? Okay. He is in the Bay Area. He gives satsangs and talks and meditation retreats and things like that. So this is from his teachings. So he calls it true meditation. So what is true meditation? So basically, meditation is just abiding in pure consciousness, or abiding in your true and natural state, or natural being, whatever you want to call it. So just being that is true meditation. So when we hear about this and then we say, how do we get started on the path, even if we have heard of it? So mostly we go through, read some books, or we go to lectures, meet people, go to some meditation classes, take some techniques, learn all those things. So that is how you get started. And till now, what happens is it's somebody else's knowledge that you are basically trying to understand, because you are reading books or you're going to lectures or whatever it is. It's other people's knowledge, which is okay to start with, but it has to be your own experience. It has to be your knowledge to really make any difference in your life. So that is what we are trying to achieve. So just a few things that all of us go through, you know, when we are on the path. So first, we'll try some techniques, you know. So you'll hear a lot of things, you read a lot of things. Some people say, keep your eyes open. Some will say, close your eyes. Some will say, keep them half open. Some will say you sit really straight. Some will say, oh no, you can just relax and sit the way you want to. Some will say sit cross-legged, lotus posture, this, that. So you hear all these and it's very confusing, really. So what he advises is just try them and then come up with your own thing that is comfortable to you. Because comfort is very important. Because you're trying to get away from this body and mind and intellect and all that. You're trying to get away from it. And if you're uncomfortable, your mind is constantly going to the body. Oh, it's hurting here. I cannot sit properly there. So it defeats the purpose. So basically, what you need to do is try out a different things and then see what works for you and where you are comfortable, and then try to stick to that. And don't get too obsessed with gaze and posture and all that. Those are important, but not the most important. So the most important thing is that you can calm down and your mind go to a place where you can just be and not try to do something all the time, you know. So then most of the meditation techniques are about concentration and, you know, so focusing on something. So you are either focusing on a mantra or a picture or a flame or breathing. Some techniques are that you just observe your breathing. So all these are different techniques in which you are concentrating. You have a goal. You have some goal and you have a way and you try to control so that you can reach the goal. So there's a lot of effort involved in it. So you are trying to do something, you're trying to manipulate basically. You're manipulating your mind so that it will go to a certain place where you think it needs to be, right? That is your goal. So that is what most of the techniques are. So you are trying to control your experiences. You are trying to get to a certain place that you want to. Lot of effort you're going on doing that. So what happens down the line is a lot of people, not everyone, they are very good. Techniques are good. It's good as a starting point. But then people get very stuck in the technique. They get very comfortable with the technique, and they get very good at it too. So they get very good at it, and they, when they are doing the technique, they feel very good. They may have great experiences and all that. But if you just do that, you're going to get stuck there, and you're not going to go further. What is real thing that you're looking for is unity, the feeling of unity with everything and everyone, you know. That is realization, where you feel unity and love and compassion for every living being. So to get to that, you have to not, so techniques are all good, that no, nothing is wrong with them, but make sure you don't get stuck in those. It's like there's a story that Rajneesh used to say. He used to say that one time there were some people walking on the road with carrying a boat. There were five or six people. So a saint went and asked, "Why are you carrying the boat?" So they're saying, "Oh, the boat was so good to us. You know, we were in a storm and we were crossing the river, and it brought us, you know, it saved our lives and all that. And so we have to show respect, and we cannot let it go and leave it. So we have to." So that is what attachment to a technique will do. So you have to let go. The mantra, you have to let go. The breathing, if you are observing your breath, you have to let go at a certain point. You cannot just, because that's not your goal. That is just a technique. The goal is something different. So this thing illustrates how, you have to let go of any technique that you have. Then there are some people who will say, "Oh, no technique. You should have no techniques, because, you know, because you get attached to it. So I have no techniques." It's like telling someone, you know, just because you may get attached to the boat, don't even use the boat, you know, that kind of thing. So again, the whole point is, it's okay to have the technique and all, but you have to know when to let go. So there another, so he talks about what true meditation is. So true meditation, there is no manipulation. There is no control. There is no effort as such, very lot of effort. They put it as effortless effort, very little effort. So what is that? So in that you say that let everything be the way it is, because it already is, right? Everything is the way it is, it already is. So what they're trying to say is that don't try to manipulate, don't try to control it, just let it be. Let everything be the way it is. And so then what happens if you let everything be as it is? So when you let everything be the way it is, you will see, you have to experiment with this, that slowly your mind starts, it will jump around from one place to another. You know, it might go to a thought or the sensation or something in the environment, some sound, whatever. It might go from one place to another and jump around a little bit. But if you don't, if you're okay with it, you're not trying to manipulate it, not trying to control it, then ultimately your mind slowly starts quieting down. And it will rest sometimes on something, okay? Like I said, either sensation, sound, or sight, something to look at, whatever bodily sensations, anything it will, but then it will rest. After a while, it will rest as nothing, as awareness. So that is the practice which he is recommending. Like, you just sit, let your awareness go wherever it wants to. Don't manipulate it, don't be frustrated about it, because there is no goal. You have no goal. So if there is no goal, there's no question of getting frustrated, right? Or there's no question of putting effort in it. You're just being a witness, letting everything be the way it is. So let it go wherever it goes. So normally what happens is whenever we see something or hear something or whatever, our mind starts commenting on it, you know, according to whatever our preconditioning is. We'll assess the situation and then come up with a judgment. So that is what we have to avoid not doing. So if we don't do that, just let everything be the way it is. Then slowly your mind will automatically start resting in awareness. And sometimes, and when you practice, and we'll do, if you want, we can do this practice today. So what will happen is that your mind will go different places and all that. Sometimes it will go to a particular thing, like this picture. I'm going to be, my awareness may be focused on that picture, right? For a while. Then I let it be. I don't do anything, you know? And slowly I'll see that my mind goes off to a thought in my mind or something like that. Or some other place. On a particular thing. Then you might observe that your mind becomes aware globally. Like, you are aware of everything, but nothing in particular. You understand what I'm trying to say? Like, you can see everything and you can hear and everything, but it's not on your attention is not focused on one particular thing. So that is known as global awareness. And then after that global awareness comes that you are just aware, you know. So you are just who you are. And that is really who you are. And if you pay a little bit of attention, you will see that the awareness, pure awareness, lets everything be the way it is. It does not manipulate anything. Even if you think, if you, in your own self, if you start observing, a bad thought comes to you, okay? The awareness does not say, how come there's a bad, get out of here. It lets it be. Awareness is there. It just looks at it, a bad thought. A thought came, it won't even say good or bad, but thought came. Or so anything that you do, good, bad, neutral, anything that is there, awareness lets everything happen the way it is. It does not interfere. And that is who we really are. And that is where we have to put our attention to. So normally our attention is on worldly things, on thoughts, sensations, sight, all those things, right? Sounds, all of those. But we need to turn that attention to just being aware, to awareness, to our awareness. And that is like, so when your attention is on the other things, there will be some anxiety, fear, or even if it is good, then you're happy with it, but then you're worried it'll go away or something like that. So although you can put it in one word as suffering. When your attention is outside, you're going to suffer sooner or later. Now it might look good, but later you're going to suffer. When your attention is on the pure self, pure consciousness, then you cannot be unhappy because it's neutral. So you're going to be fine. There's no suffering there. And so the whole thing of meditation is shifting your attention from this to the pure awareness. That is, all the techniques, they're all trying to make you do that. So that is what it is. One time I was watching Animal Planet, and in that there was this polar bear, and he was very hungry and sick and old and all, and he was trying to get something to eat. So there were some seals in the water. So he goes and tries to catch one to it. Then one he almost caught, but it ran away, you know. And then he gave up. He was too tired and too sick and all. And he goes to sleep somewhere and then he dies there. And I felt very sad, you know. I said, oh, I'm not going to watch Animal Planet anymore. And I never did after that. But then afterwards, I started thinking. And I said, because my attention was on the polar bear, I felt sad, right? Because it didn't get the food and all. But if my attention was on the seal, I would be happy. Oh, it got away, you know? So that is it. You're not doing anything much. All you are doing is shifting your attention from the polar bear to the seal. So if we can shift our attention from the worldly things to a pure consciousness, then there is happiness and there is love and compassion and whatever you're looking for. So that is what he's trying to say. That is what you need to do every day. It's just that slight shift of attention. That's all. And then when you do this consistently, you will notice that it's not a joyride all the time. Okay? People think that, oh, meditation is supposed to give you peace and happiness. And yeah, it does, ultimately. But on the way, it's not like that at all. It can give, it all bad feelings can come up. You might feel miserable, you might start crying, you might have fear, or you may have sadness, and those things will come up, especially when you do this direct kind of meditation, where you are not, you're constantly bringing your attention back to the self, or letting it be the way it is. All these things will come up. And the key to that is, don't get afraid and don't get tired and don't get discouraged and turn away again and start doing something else, you know, go for a walk or watch TV or something, but be with it. Stay with it. Watch it. See what it's doing. You can say, oh, I'm depressed. Okay, let me see what will it do to me if I just don't do anything. And just be with it. And you'll see, though, if you can just be with it without your mental commentary, that why did this happen? Oh, I'm down just now because so-and-so did this, or they didn't show up, or whatever. Without all of that, if you just pay attention, you can even go into your body and see if there is any sensation in your body, and you can just pay attention to that. What you will notice is slowly that will go away. And that is how you really get rid of them. So when you start doing this direct meditation, a lot of this will happen. Even in other techniques it happens, but in the direct method it's more prominent. So just be careful about it. But some other good things also happen. And in that you'll have intuitions. You'll have insights into the things, that the way things really work. Or you've heard of so many things thousands of times, you know. You know, we go to so many lectures and so many, we hear it so many times. But it's just an intellectual thing. It just doesn't, it's not your own. And in meditation, those things might hit you and say, oh, what they were saying is correct. That is how it is, you know. But this time it's not somebody else's knowledge. It is your knowledge. And that is what we have to strive for, to make everything your own knowledge. And then again, all these things will help you awaken more and more and more to the real self. So some of the things that help in this kind of, in this meditation or any meditation, so not putting too much effort, you know, just little bit. It's called effortless effort. Just a little bit, okay. When you are sitting and doing the let everything be the way it is, all you need to do is let everything be. And as soon as the thought comes that, oh, you know, this is not this, or whatever, just let it go and come back to your consciousness. So that is the little effort you have to do. So do that little effort. Other thing that helps is sometimes when your mind is going too much, too many thoughts coming to me, And many times we are taught to close eyes and meditate. Most of us do it that way. And a lot of thoughts are coming. Then what helps is if you open your eyes and look at something, especially something in nature. You know, so have your mind concentrate on the senses, because senses is not going to produce thoughts, especially if when you watch something in nature, usually it does not relate to a lot of thoughts. Like you're not critical of a flower, no matter what color it is, what shape it is. Try to look at a flower and see, your mind won't be critical. You'll say, oh, it's pretty, it'll feel good, whatever. But you will never say, oh, the color is a little bit off. It should have been pinker, or it should be. It just doesn't do it, because it has, that flower has so much presence in it, so much consciousness. So that, versus you look at a man-made thing. If you see a man-made thing, then you have a lot of criticisms. The mind will go on judging. Oh, I had seen a better picture than this, or the artist didn't do such a good job, or whatever, something like that. So it's a good thing is when your mind is racing, open your eyes, watch something, and focus on the sight, or listen to something, a sound in nature. Just try to listen to that. Use your senses to calm your mind down, to stop your mind. And that works very well. So you can try that. Okay. And then, so again, you are trying to stay more and more in the present moment. So again, something else that helps also is, when we say be in the present moment, usually we feel, and that is one good, in one way, that we say, what is happening right now? So if I say I'm in the present moment right now, that means that I am aware of all of you here, and I'm listening to what I'm saying, or that is being in the present moment. And it is at one level, yes. That is, whatever is happening now is the present moment. Right now, in this moment, whatever is happening. So that is one level of meditation, like say, staying in the present moment. So as soon as you start thinking about what am I going to cook for dinner or something right now, you say, no, I'm here right now. I'm doing this. So that is good. So that is one level. Second level of attention is in the present moment, while everything is going on and you are aware of it, but you have some awareness within your body. Some awareness of your inner body, some sensation or some thoughts, whatever is going on, you still have attention on what is going on here, plus sensations in your body. And the third level of being in the present moment is just presence. You are aware of yourself. You are aware of, not as a body and mind, but aware of being aware, of being presence, of presence itself. So those are the three different levels. So these are all different clues on how to let everything be the way it is. Okay. So then another direct method is, how much time do you have? Okay. Any questions on this so far? If you
could be sitting and something starts to feel uncomfortable.
Like in physically?
Physically.
Change.
Then you change.
Move, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it's okay. It's okay. That's why I'm saying it's better to be comfortable than to have your mind constantly going to that. That's not our focus. So the thing is, you say, you don't deny it. Okay, I have pain in my foot. You're not denying it. You're saying, yeah, it is there. And is there something I can do about it? And if there is, do it. If there is not, then you accept it. You let it be. So first you let it be the way it is, in the sense that, yeah, it is hurting. Don't start cursing it. The moment I sit down to this stupid leg, it starts hurting me. You know, not that kind of thing. But you accept it. Let it be. Yeah, it's pain. Let it be. Now the next thing is, can I do anything about it? If there is, change. Do it. If you cannot do anything about it, like there are some pains that it, no matter changing position, it's not going to work. It's not. Then let that pain be too. And then focus on that pain, you know. So that is how you have to constantly apply this thing of letting everything be the way it is. And not only sit when you are sitting in meditation, but even when you are round and up and about, the weather. How many times do we complain about the weather? You know, oh, it's too hot today, or it's cloudy today. Or, it's already hot or it's already cloudy. You can't do anything about it. So accept it. And even if you can do anything about it, you still accept it first. And then see if you, okay, it's too hot, I'll go inside. Maybe I won't stay outside. That is something you can do. But there is no complaining, or it should be like this, or it could have been like this. Those things you have to stop. That is not accepting. When you say it should have been like this, or you are complaining, that is not accepting, or that is not letting everything be the way it is, because you are complaining about it. You don't want it to be that way, but it already is. The funny part is, it already is. Your not wanting it is not going to make any difference. It'll make difference to you. You'll be miserable, but other than that, it's going to make no difference to anybody else. Or the world. So that's why the practice is, let everything be the way it is. If you're stuck in a traffic jam, you're stuck. So let it be. There is traffic jam there. If there's nothing you can do, then just sit and meditate. Let everything be. Look at everything around you and just enjoy. So those kind. So the thing is, it will help a lot if you bring this in everyday life too. Because how much do you meditate? You know, hour, 2 hours maximum. Rest of the time you are around, and you have to keep this in mind, that you have to accept everything the way it is. People, it's very difficult when you have to accept people the way they are. Or yourself. And that is sometimes even harder for yourself, because you see problems within yourself. And you don't like it. You want it to be different. But you are like that first. First you have to say, yeah, this is the way I am. And then see if you can actually do something about it. If you cannot do actually something about it, then just be aware. And the beauty of it is, just being aware will take care of that problem. Like say you don't like yourself being judgmental, okay? You are judging people all the time, you know? And you catch yourself judging. Next time you see someone, you say, oh, why did she wear like this? Whatever. As soon as you realize that you are judging, stop. Don't get angry about it. Oh, I'm judging again. I meditate so much and it's still the same. I haven't changed a lot. No, you say, yeah, there was judgment and I did judge, and let it be. And when you let it be, awareness takes care of that problem. And slowly you will see that the more and more you practice, the less and less judgmental you will be. Not by intellectually, oh, I need to do this and I'm not going to do that, and from now I'll never judge anyone. It doesn't work. But being aware and accepting it is what will work, is what will actually get rid of it. That is facing it directly, facing a problem directly. That is what it is. So, and all the problems that we have are basically because we don't give attention to them. It's like when the body, you have pain in the body because the body is trying to say, okay, give attention, I have a cut. You need to take care of it, you know. So it will have pain, so then you'll take care of it. If there's no pain, you won't even know half the times. Like diabetes, with the people who have neuropathy, they don't even know that they are hitting something or whatever because there's no pain. So even psychological things are the way the mind is telling us that pay attention to me. There is a problem here. I'm sick. Pay attention. And so that is what we are doing basically. When we just pay attention without getting angry, without judging, without it should be, could be, whatever, that kind of thing, then you actually get rid of it. And that is actually being in your, being awareness. That's because you're just being aware. Things are happening. I'm not that. Like Anil always teaches the I am, who the BMI chart. You are not any of that, right? You are just the OM. That is pure awareness. That is who you are. So why worry about these things? Are just like going, things that are going around. I mean, it's not you. Like if somebody, if you drive a green car, and somebody came and said, oh, a red car in the parking lot is smashed, you know. So because you drive a green car, you don't care about it. You're not worried. But if you were driving the red car, then you'll be running around because you identified with it. So if you are not identified with any of this, then what do you care? You know? So that is what we have to try to do. Try to distance ourselves from it. So, you want to meditate now? Unless there are some questions anybody has, comments or anything like that. Okay. So, you want to try this? Okay.
Yeah.
So, what we'll do is, again, sit comfortably, whatever works for you. If you need to change, you change. Don't worry about it, okay? Most people say keep your back straight, basically because usually otherwise you fall asleep. So it's a good idea, but you don't have to be like this. You can be, you know, sit comfortably. And then close your eyes. You can keep them open too, but usually in the beginning it helps with the eyes closed. And now again, we are not trying anything, we are not controlling anything, we are not manipulating, nothing. So just see where your awareness goes. It may go to a thought. Or it may go to a sensation. Or a sound. Wherever it goes, let it go. Do not control it. then your awareness may even go to silence. And it may notice the silence, or it may notice sounds and sensations and thoughts all at once. Let it go wherever it wants to go. Let everything be the way it is. Let the awareness go wherever it wants to go. The only slight effort you're doing is to be aware of whatever is happening. If thoughts overwhelm you a lot, then just either open your eyes and fix it on some object, or you can turn your attention to a sound. Thank you. Shanti, shanti, shanti. So anybody wants to tell me how they felt, what happened?
Just how did focused, more focused.
Did it rest in awareness just like after a while?
Things just seem to settle down and go into a focal point.
Right. And then like it's supposed to reach where you are like aware, you are awake, you are aware, but not on anything particular. You are very rest, you're very awake, but not on any particular thing. Mm-hmm. Anybody, any
it's
other experience?
It's freeing.
It's that control, it's very,
Her mind wanders a little bit.
It's more liberating, Anybody else?
I don't know, for whatever reason, I started thinking about all my family members. And I sort of became that my mind was going there. And I hadn't been thinking of my family when I came in previously. And all of a sudden I realized, well, I thought about every single person in my family. It's just that...
Which is fine.
People that I necessarily think about every day.
Right. And that just shows also that you have actually no control over your thoughts. You don't know where they come from.
Yeah.
So that's why don't worry about the thoughts. You know, we worry that, oh, why did I have such a bad thought, or why? It's not your thought. You don't know where it came from. So don't think it's real, it's true. Don't own it, that it's my thought. It's just a thought.
And it's also more relaxing because now you don't try to force yourself to
Right. Mm-hmm. So the techniques are good in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
When your mind is too, like it won't sit for a second also, like it's too active, then I think it helps where you have a mantra, you watch your breath or something like that. So it does help. But like most of the monasteries and all, when you go in the beginning, they'll give you some technique, either watching your breath or whatever, counting to 1 to 10. But then they do this. You just sit, and they call it also sitting. They don't say meditation. If you go somewhere, they'll ask you, how long have you been sitting? That's the way they speak. So that means you just sit and just see what happens. Yeah. Be aware of what's happening. You wanted to say something?
It was interesting because I was able to stop the chatter.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I just stopped the chatter and started being aware, I don't know what happened, but when the phone turned off, I didn't even, start. I don't think I fell asleep.
I didn't know you were awake, but very quiet, you see? When all the chatter is gone, you're just aware, but it's like deep sleep, but in deep sleep you're not aware, but here you are aware. It's like there are 7 states of consciousness, and so that this is the 4th state. And so where you are very awake, but you are not, your senses are not involved, your... just like in sleep, nothing else is involved, but you are not even awake there. But here you are awake, but your mind is not engaged in anything, your senses are not engaged, you are just aware.
Mm-hmm. Is it sometimes called
mindfulness meditation? They're all different techniques again. So in there are different, many, many mindfulness techniques. And if you are interested, I do this at CBCC every once or twice a year. And it's a 6-week course. And go through different different kinds of meditations, and a lot of them are mindfulness meditations. So basically, mindfulness is you be aware of, very mindful of whatever you are doing, wherever you are. So they might tell you to pay attention to your breath, constantly see how it goes, or if you are walking, then be aware of how you're walking, one step after another, that kind. So attention, basically it's being in the present moment, but you have some technique. You are putting your attention on something, either breath or walk or eating. When you're eating also, be aware of everything. That's mindfulness, being mindful of everything, not just in a dream state. That's what. And it was, it's basically a Buddhist meditation, mindfulness basically. And Jon Kabat-Zinn from Mass General, he's the one who has made it popular in US.